CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Governing Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party, CPDM, has described President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a fatal knife attack which has killed three people in the western German city of Solingen. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Assis Mwelekombi, has urged stakeholders tasked with organizing the Cameroon-Namibia 2025 AFCON qualifier in Cameroon to work together for a successful encounter. The Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Governing Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party has described President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Jean Kouete was speaking at the Bafoussam Regional screening tour of the documentary on President Paul Biya. An event was attended by some 8,000 Cameroonians, including scores of cabinet members. Charles Sebune fires in from Bafoussam.
Bafoussam today, August 24, 2024. Temperatures average 24 degrees Celsius as the sole and crown of the Biya support system in the West Region mingle for a gathering. The support system here is a cast of government officials, the administrative apparatus of the West, the central command of decentralized structures in the West region, such as councils, parliamentarians, traditional authorities, and members of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement. Amongst them, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumessi and his colleague of Urban Development and Housing, Celestine Kecha Koutes, also in the presence of the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Justice, Jean Didier Momo, and the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Transport, Njoya Zakariau, crowned by the Secretary General of the Central Committee of the ruling Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, Jean Kouete. They are all present amidst some 8,000 Cameroonians, ordinary Cameroonians, to watch the 1 hour 24 minutes documentary on Paul Biya, described by the chief scribe of the party in power as the architect of modern Cameroon. Jean Kouete, just like Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumessi, equally described President Paul Biya and the work produced by the producers as a perfect work of art which demonstrates the positive impact of President Paul Biya's administration on Cameroonians for the past 42 years. The Bafoussam projection of the film Paul Biya, Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, is the fourth original screening of a work of art directed by two female Cameroonian producers, Kati Meba and Solange Dimu, with the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, receiving the artistic touch of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. All the speakers in Bafoussam today singled President Paul Biya as a unique character in human construction. Just like in other regions, the projection of the film in Bafoussam demonstrated that the countryside is with the main character of the film, Paul Biya, no more, no less.
Charles Sebone reporting. Public works experts in Cameroon say the sum of about 45 billion CFA francs available for road rehabilitation projects is largely insufficient, considering that the total amount needed is estimated at about 850 billion CFA francs. This comes as the Minister of Public Works, together with engineers, have been scouting for other ways to rehabilitate degraded roads across the country in an event in Yaoundé to examine a road maintenance technique using cold mixed asphalt. Patience Bingo completes that story.
The workshop comes after similar ones organized by the Ministry of Public Works to find lasting solutions to speed up road rehabilitation projects at the local level. This Friday's workshop was meant for some road construction experts to assess a road maintenance technique using cold mixed asphalt. Its main advantage will be that it will help in the treatment of potholes on tarred roads at a lower cost and with little or no environmental hazards. In his presentation, a public works consultant, Zachary Mbajan, explained that the technique is environmentally friendly and does not emit greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Meanwhile, Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Njomise is in the field working with experts and engineers from construction companies and representatives of consulting firms to boost civil engineering efforts to meet the target of the Ministry of Public Works to avail the nation of modern road infrastructure by 2035.
Patience Wingo reporting in the following excerpt of a Public Works expert, Mbajon Zachary, explains how the road maintenance technique works. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
Cold asphalt is used to repair holes on the road, and it has many advantages because you don't have to heat the bituminous. You can use it in environmental temperature. Then you can use it in a small quantity. You don't need to wait until the road is completely destroyed to come and repair. It is easy to use. You can just train everybody to use it. Even to manufacture it is cheaper because the composition of emulsion, you have only 65% bituminous. The rest, 12%, is water. Which is, when you repair a square meter of road with emulsion, you only use 65% of the quantity of bituminous you use when you repair with normal bituminous. The only way to avoid it is to do the preventive repair. As soon as you start, you repair it. If you wait, if you get to a pothole, which is more expensive.
Youths and education stakeholders in the Northwest region have been tasked with ensuring that all children, especially the vulnerable, get enrolled in schools for the upcoming academic year. The call came from the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Minuna Futsu, while presiding at a ceremony to close the patriotic holiday activities, during which he launched the Mass Education and Patriotic Back to School campaign in that part of the country. This is what you tell us, Clenis Ayombom.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, visits the Northwest at a time when the back-to-school call is being echoed across the region to discourage school boycotts. The young persons from the seven divisions of the region who have been actively participating in patriotic holiday activities like sensitization of their peers against hate speech, drug abuse and other social vices which instill violence in the region are called to be at the forefront of living together and the return of peace. The launch of the Mass Education Initiative of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education in the Northwest region is a driver for all, especially the vulnerable, to gain formal education or acquire skills for sustainability. During the event, some youth who are part of the 3-year special youth plan of the head of state were handed some materials, among which were agricultural and ICT tools by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education to boost their entrepreneurial skills. The ceremony also closed the maiden edition of the Northwest Youth Sports Jamboree, where dynamic youths of Ngok Kitunja outsmarted Mumu FC by 2-1 in the final. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Minister Mununa Futsu used the opportunity to enlighten the youths on the importance of registering with the National Youth Observatory. Hear him.
There are financing for all the category of young people, and we call upon all the other young people to go and register at the National Youth Observatory to benefit from the biometric youth card and all the advantages. And I think that the youth of the Northwest region are ready to prepare the back to school and also at the forefront of the promotion of peace and harmonious living together. As we said, moral, civic and entrepreneurial rearmament, a guarantee for academic success and social professional integration. That's the theme under which we launched the back to school operation. This is important because they should be exemplary in their behavior, have that fighting spirit so that they can succeed.
25 young persons in the Northwest have been drilled on preventive techniques for non-communicable diseases steadily on the rise among youths in the region. During the training, the executive director of the non-governmental organization, Easy Hold, urged the participants to be peer leaders and to counsel other youths to steer clear and not abuse substances. Fela Kezia Fonja reports.
The 25 peer leaders attending this training have a responsibility to educate their peers on the risks of excessive alcohol consumption and drug abuse. Dr. Z. Mofo, Executive Director of Easy Health, says non-communicable diseases are steadily on the rise.
Our hope is that if young people are able to abstain from these drugs, they can be able to prevent non-communicable diseases in the future. It's important to note that among all the NCD deaths worldwide, low-income countries like Cameroon account for about 80% of these deaths.
Unhealthy patterns fuel these diseases. Dr. Dinayen Diodene explains that substance abuse accounts for 30% of premature deaths in young persons under the ages of 30.
So we're here to teach young persons to develop healthy lifestyle choices in terms of avoiding non-tobacco substances, on healthy eating and obesity, and to exercise healthily.
A sedentary lifestyle should be avoided, says Lonchi Kene Leticia, a participant.
To avoid non-communicable diseases, I'm informed of some healthy diet and sporting activities.
The training session for the youths aged 12 to 24 has fully equipped them, envisioning reducing the risks of contraction of this disease, especially in youths. Reporting for CRTV Northwest, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
We stay in the Northwest, where the Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andonkea, has declared that the armed conflict in the Northwest and Southwest regions has been reduced to attacks on traditional and religious institutions whose leaders are kidnapped and tortured. He made the declaration during a special mass in Bamenda in honor of the Fawn of Bambalang, following his release after 18 months in captivity. He warned that the conflict has drifted away from its initial fight for freedom. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
From Dentalfi Parish in the relatively peaceful Bamenda Square, the vocal Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andonkea, reflects on the kidnapping of the late Christian Cardinal Tumi back in November 2020 and Fon Yakum Kevin of Bambalang in December 2021, and concludes that it is an attack on the church and traditional institutions in the Northwest.
It is not just a matter of fighting for liberation, it's a matter of fighting to destroy the institutions. And for us, this is sign that we are going the wrong direction.
Von Yakum Kev, who is also the president of the Northwest House of Chiefs, was held in captivity by non-state armed groups for about 18 months and warns that the incident was a dangerous signal to the rapidly declining respect traditional rulers in the region once earned.
So many of our fawns can no longer reside in their palaces. 18 months of captivity, where was I taken? In my palace in Bambala. And you can recount a good number of fawns who have been kidnapped, some murdered in cold blood. We condemn all this very strongly.
For a traditional ruler who narrowly escaped a tragic end to his life, there is every logic in submitting his earthly crown to a divine one. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
13 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a fatal knife attack in the West German city of Solingen. The boy is not the main suspect, but is alleged to have known about the attack beforehand. Two men, aged 56 and 67, and a 56-year-old woman died in the attack in Solingen on Friday, which German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called a horrific act. At a news conference on Saturday, officers said terrorism was not being ruled out as a motive and that searches for the attacker were taking place across the community. A major player on South Africa's political landscape for more than a decade, the Economic Freedom Fighters has been shaken to the core following the defection of its deputy leader, Floyd Shivambu, to former President Jacob Zuma's Speaker of the Nation. Mr. Shivambu was seen as EFF's ideological guru, while party leader Julius Malema assumed the commander-in-chief or screamer-in-chief, as his critics doubled him with his fiery rhetoric demanding the nationalization of white-owned land and mines and the decolonization of education. In sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Asis Muele Kombi, has exhorted the different stakeholders tasked with the organization of the Cameroon vs. Namibia 2025 AFCON qualifier in Yaoundé earlier next month to work in synergy for a successful event. Minister Asis Muele Kombi was speaking this Friday in Yaoundé during a heated preparatory meeting ahead of the start of the qualifiers for next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. In the following analysis, Ben Collins Nibiru says national interest is prerequisite for the success of the Indomitable Lions.
In the game of football, like in other sports disciplines, fair play has been a watchword which encompasses adhering to rules and regulations, respecting opponents, and avoiding unsportsmanlike behavior. Come to think also of the different Olympic values of excellence, respect, and fair play. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, on the eve of yet another campaign towards the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco, where the team is expected to get to come in the days ahead to prepare for two upcoming qualifiers for that continental tournament against Namibia on the 7th of September in Yaoundé and Zimbabwe on September 10, 2024 in Kampala, Uganda, some key actors are almost in the boxing ring. One of the identities of the people of Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions, have been robbed in the mud time and again by people who are accused of fighting for their personal interest, unnecessary battles that have been painting Cameroon's image black. It took a visiting president of the Confederation of African Football, Patrice Motsepe, to remind the stakeholders of the game in Cameroon of the necessity of working in harmony. It was another way of reminding them that the government pumped in so much money into football. This for youth development, international diplomacy, social cohesion, job creation, national pride, just to name but these. But unfortunately, all these have been watered down by a series of battles. And until national interest takes precedence over selfish interest, Cameroon's football will continue taking a nosedive.
Ben Collins Miberu and the feat of Cameroon's flag bearers in the CAF Champions League and the Confederations Cup preliminary rounds will be decided this Sunday when they play their return leg matches. Fufu Club of Baham, who were beaten 4-0 by Payne side of Liberia in Monrovia last weekend, will tomorrow at the Amaja Ijo Stadium need to win their opponents by 5-0 to qualify for the next round of the competition. Current Elite One champions, Victoria United, who also lost at home 0-1 to Samatex of Ghana in Douala last weekend, need to win their opponents by 2-0 to be able to progress to the next phase. More with Harrison Ashutiku.
Fufu Club of Baham will need a miracle this Sunday to overturn the 4-0 defeat that they received last weekend in the hands of Paynesville in Monrovia, Liberia. Fufu, who have limited players due to financial challenges, must beat their opponent at the Amado Ahidjo Stadium by a minimum score of 5-0 to be able to qualify for the next round of the CAF Confederation Cup. Sports journalist Biwa Bryan and consultant Lawrence Kede argue that the club from the West region does not have what it takes to change the narrative.
I do not think that Fufu has what it takes to be able to overturn the scores. The good news is that Fufu Club of Baham is going to have more than 8 players for their encounter against Paynesville tomorrow.
It will be tougher for Fufu of Baham that is still beating up itself as a team, having changed practically 50% of last season's squad, but conceding 4 goals after 33 minutes with just 8 players on the pitch is an indication that there is room for retaliation.
Over at the Accra Sports Stadium in Ghana, Victoria United of Limbe will take on local side Samatex with the objective of scoring at least 2 goals and conceding just 1 to progress to the next round. Based on their 0-1 defeat in the first leg at the Japoma Stadium in Douala, Biwa Bryan and Lawrence Kede are upbeat that Opopo can bounce back.
They are up to the task. They have just a 1-goal deficit which can easily be overturned.
Victoria United, for me, is going with high hopes as they have recovered 4 key players. They have the element of surprise.
For the past 2 years, Coton Sport of Garo has been the only Cameroonian club that has progressed from the preliminary round of the CAF Champions League or Confederation Cup.
Arisen Asiotiko reporting. The North region is the winner of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pool Talent Tournament, which ended in Yaoundé today. The North defeated the Littoral region by 5-3 in post-match penalties after they separated on a 1-1 draw on regular play time. Amongst 160 players who took part in the tournament at the Presidential Guard Sports Complex in the Meleng neighborhood, the best player will be drafted. The best players will be drafted to the Elite One and Two Championships on the 29th of August. Carl Enongajo, Director General of the National Football Academy, known as ANAFOOT, sounded satisfied with the quality of the young players. We'll probably be coming back to that interview in a subsequent newscast. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The Secretary General of the Central Committee of the Governing Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party has described President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a fatal knife attack which has killed three people in the West German city of Solingen. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwelekombi, has urged stakeholders tasked with organizing the Cameroon-Namibia 2025 AFCON qualifier in Cameroon to work together for a successful encounter. CLTV News.